This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. We are at the Texas Bitcoin Conference. Mark has risen from his slumber. Good morning.
Hey, I was here half the time you were interviewing Pete. I just couldn't just sit down in the middle of an interview.
You were here for the last segment of Pete, but that's okay.
Nonsense.
But we're here at the Texas Bitcoin Conference in Austin, and it's the third one. As a matter of fact, so always happy to be at this excellent event. We've been at all three of them, and interesting people already arriving, people setting up their vendor booths. We're recording this early in the morning because, well, that's kind of the way we do things now when we go on remote. It was way too difficult to do live broadcasts from these events because it was always, oh, yeah, we want to interview this person. Oh, person, you should come back at 7 tonight tonight.
Instead of going to dinner with everybody
and the party
and cocktail party, come here and do. We were missing the best interviews.
Right. So it's going to be a better show because we do it this way, and it makes it more flexible for all of our guests. So we spent the first hour with Pete Ayer, old friend of the show, former co-host, kind of reflecting on CopBlock. We're going to dig into some of the issues that are presenting themselves to the cryptocurrency community here, and we're going to try our best to make this as understandable as possible for the average person out there who is listening to this program, who might be new to cryptocurrencies, maybe never even have heard of it, or maybe just barely, you know that Bitcoin exists, but you don't really know anything else about it. There is a lot to learn. There is a learning curve in this area, and we're sitting with John Sacco, who is a blockchain consultant and collector. You're one of the vendors here, John. Welcome to Free Talk Live.
That's right. Thanks, Ian. Thanks, Mark. It's good to be here this morning in Austin, Texas.
Yeah, and you came up from Florida?
That's right. I drove from Tallahassee yesterday.
Oh, that's a long drive.
Quite a bit of a drive, but it's one stretch on I-10.
How long is the drive from Tallahassee?
About 14 hours with Houston traffic.
And you came by yourself?
I'm here with a friend of mine from California, so he came on the other side of the country, and we met right in the
middle.
Sell physical bitcoins, show off some of our the wares that are available for bitcoiners.
Physical bitcoins. Now, this is something that, you know, to somebody who's brand new, is going to add an extra layer of confusion, right? Because Bitcoin isn't physical. Bitcoin is a digital currency. It's a cryptocurrency. It's decentralized. It exists on the cloud, if you will. It's a public ledger. That's what the blockchain is. So if you ever hear blockchain, that word being thrown around, that's what that means. It's basically a public, decentralized, distributed ledger that exists in thousands of locations all around the globe. And so when transactions are made on the Bitcoin network, you know, you're usually doing it with a smartphone or some other kind of digital device. But at one point, 2011, I think it was, the Cascasius coin
Cascasius. Yeah, Mike Caldwell came out with the Cascasius coin. It wasn't the very first physical. It wasn't the very first physical Bitcoin. What it was the first coin, though, that looked like a, you know, a regular coin.
Yeah.
That he put
like
a hologram on. Yeah, token. Bitbills was the first. It was a paper wallet, kind of a plasticky card that people could buy. But the Cascasius coin really brought a physical, you know, representation to the masses, so to speak. He made a few thousand of these and made them from 2011 to 2013, and that really started the hobby and the collecting community around these tokens.
Right. Well, I mean, because before we got into Bitcoin, we were into gold and silver, and of course there's plenty of people in gold and silver who collect various different, what they call numismatics, which have a date, and you know, there's a certain issuance of a number of these things, and the same thing was true of the Cascasius coin, where in the case of the one that came out in 2011, there was actually a mistake made. So this is kind of some of the history. They spelled Cascasius incorrectly.
How could they ever do that?
Yeah. And now what
is this Cascasius?
Yeah, what is
made
that
word?
Now the conspiracy theory is they did it on purpose to make it even more valuable because mistakes tend to be more, you know, in the world of collectible coins, mistake coins tend to be more valuable than the average thing that they would have been.
Well, it worked.
And it did work. The the Cascasius, you know, error coins, if you will, are now like three times the price of a Bitcoin.
Yeah, it's gone down a bit as the price of Bitcoin's gone up, but certainly they hold a premium for their collector's value, and not only because they were the first, but because the maker is so well known and trusted, and you know those keys are pretty much considered sacred. Where you know he's retired now, and everybody who has those coins, I think, has a lot of trust that these are going to continue to hold their bitcoins forever.
Because in theory, this guy could go and just take all the bitcoins.
You know, that's always a possibility with these coins, which is why, you know, there's now really three types of coins people sell and distribute, which are you've got the funded coins, which is like the Cascasius, where you have to trust somebody, and you have the DIYs, where you have to generate your own key and then apply a hologram on top of your own, you know, where you get all the supplies and you kind of create your own coins. And then you've got the physical tokens that just have a B on them, or, you know, they're silver or gold, and they're just meant
for handing out.
Yeah, just an homage to Bitcoin and have, you know, something to talk about.
So with a physical Bitcoin, again, just to try to allay some of the whatever confusion might be out there, it's just a physical representation of the fact that you have a claim on one Bitcoin on the blockchain, basically. And there's
code.
You mentioned a hologram. So underneath the hologram, there's a code, and then that code is like your private key that gives you access, that gives you the control over that Bitcoin. Now, of course, these things came out when Bitcoin was like $3, because I remember Roger Ver, who's also known as Bitcoin Jesus, he gave me a bunch of these Cascasius coins back in the day, because we live in New Hampshire now. We moved from Florida, and we migrated to New Hampshire as part of the New Hampshire Freedom Migration that's going on there. And Roger was a big supporter of that, and he said, just give this to everybody in Keene. So I just gave away these $3, you know, no big deal. And now they're worth thousands,
they're
incredible.
Several thousand.
Now, of course, one of the main misconceptions, and we were talking about this last night off the air, about Bitcoin is that you have to buy one. You don't. You can buy a fraction of a Bitcoin. And, you know, so if you get $20 to spare, $20 you can afford to lose, you can put that into Bitcoin. You can put it into Dash. You can get it into cryptocurrencies. You don't have to buy a whole Bitcoin. But you've got a bunch of these collectible coins here, and they're cool. I was just checking out your vendor booth. No website, though, so you can't, like, order these online.
Right. So I'm a collector. First and foremost,
so you really don't want to sell them. Then
I'm not so much of a seller. The guy I'm with, Eric, he tends to do a lot more reselling. I'm really here to kind of promote the hobby and show people here's what's out there. If you're interested, there's a vibrant collectors community on the Bitcoin Talk forums, where you can auction, and there's escrow systems to, you know, where you can trustlessly buy these from people.
That was one of the things Mark was talking about, was how do you sell this thing? Because he sold one on eBay once, and the person tried to reverse the transaction.
Right. PayPal is not friendly to crypto sellers in regards to the disputes, and so there's always the risk for a chargeback with PayPal or any credit card, really.
The risk is not low.
So how do these
very high risk?
How do these escrow systems work for selling physical
on the
product?
Forum, there are these trusted escrows. These are people that have been on the forum for years and have brokered transactions for tens or hundreds of bitcoins in some cases. And what happens is buyer and seller negotiate a price. They then identify an escrow. The guy here I'm with, Miner Jones, is his handle on the forum. He handles dozens of escrow transactions every month. And what happens is the buyer sends the Bitcoin to the escrow, the seller sends the physical Bitcoin to the buyer, and then once everybody's happy and agreed, the escrow releases that Bitcoin to the seller. If there's a dispute, then it's just handled based on the tracking info and whatever evidence is provided.
So they're buying the physical Bitcoin with more Bitcoin, is
correct.
What you're saying.
Yeah, those transactions are always handled with Bitcoin on the
that
forum.
That makes sense.
Yeah. And there's, that's all I'd want anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, it's priced in Bitcoin, and there's auctions, there's all different types of ways to buy and sell these.
So let's get into some of the other issues with the Bitcoin world. I mean, we're going to be talking about this a lot, I think, over the next 2 weeks here on Free Talk Live, just like we did back in August when the first Bitcoin schism, if you will, happened, where Bitcoin forked, as they call it, into two competing networks, one called Bitcoin Cash, the other called Bitcoin or Bitcoin Core. And now that Bitcoin Core network has, just last week, there was another minor fork into this thing called Bitcoin Gold that hasn't really set the world on fire. Nobody really expected it to. And now this next one's coming in like 2 weeks, basically, that is threatening to possibly tear Bitcoin's core out from underneath it. I mean, there's a lot of controversy over this next coming one. It's very contentious, is the word that's being used to describe it. And we're going to get into it because you've taken a side on this. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know
either, but I always hear from the two Xers, he's a one Xer.
Okay.
So I want to know.
Apparently they're talking about you. So we're going to talk about what 2X and 1X means and all that coming up here in moments. You can't join us on the air tonight because we're in physical reality at the Austin, Texas Bitcoin Conference. There's more Free Talk Live coming up.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word Radio 77 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text Radio 77 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text RADIO 77 to 42424.
I got my Blink Home Security System delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get three Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL.
Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let pool.bitcoin.com handle it for you like I did. Just visit pool.bitcoin.com and use their calculator to estimate what you could end up making. You get to decide which Bitcoin you want to mine. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join pool.bitcoin.com. Get all the details and get started mining Bitcoin at pool.bitcoin.com.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're at the Texas Bitcoin Conference. overcoming technical difficulties here in the studio that hopefully you won't be able to hear during this this segment, as we're here in the morning on Saturday, the first day of 2 days of the Bitcoin conference. I guess technically it kicked off late last night with the inevitable welcome party that they threw.
I will never understand why they distribute alcohol before an event that starts at, I don't know, 7 or 8 in the morning. I just don't get it.
Well, I mean, the vendors had to be here at 7. I think the event actually just got started within the last hour or so, 9 a.m. So, but everybody seems to have made it, and bright-eyed, bushy-tailed. We're here at the event center, let's see, Canyon View Event Center in Austin, Texas.
I will point out it's 9 a.m. here, but it's 7 a.m. in California, where probably half of these people are from.
That's true. However, John Sacco is with us from Florida. We're going to get back into the controversy that's coming up on the horizon in Bitcoin. But first, Mark, you have installed the Blink Home security system successfully.
Yeah, I got a multi-camera system in my house, and I'm able to see movement during certain times of the day. And I'm actually... I checked on my house earlier, and everything's fine there. So it's really awesome. Not only do you get a notification when movement occurs in your house, but you also get are able to just sort of tune in and see what's going on. So you need to check on the cat, just, you know, touch the camera, and off you go. You're able to keep an eye on things. It's really awesome. And you just go to blinkprotect.com, and they've got
/FTL, right?
/FTL, excuse me. blinkprotect.com/FTL, and there you get three cameras for the price that the other guys are charging for one. It's blinkprotect.com/FTL.
All right, so we're with John Sacco. He's a blockchain consultant, collector of physical Bitcoins and other Bitcoin-related memorabilia and that sort of thing. Welcome to Free Talk Live. Welcome back. We were just about to get into this 1X, 2X controversy, which for anybody outside of the Bitcoin community is going to be meaningless. So let's see if we can kind of sum up what this means. Basically, Bitcoin has kind of been at it's been having growing pains. Let's say that.
Yeah.
The Bitcoin network is full of transactions. There are so many people. It's so successful, right? Like, there's so many people using Bitcoin all around the globe that it's maxed out. And so that has resulted in the fees going up that it costs to send Bitcoin, which just yesterday I sent to our taxi driver, the lady that's been driving us around here. I gave her Bitcoin. It cost me $2.50 to send the transaction on the Bitcoin network. Now, I've been around Bitcoin long enough to remember when fees were no more than 2 cents for a Bitcoin transaction. So to me, that's Bitcoin is broken, and it has been like that for a couple of, you know, last several months, if not a couple of years, it's been getting worse.
Sure.
But just this year, it's been getting very, very bad, and there have been a couple of competing proposals for a long time as far as, well, how do you fix this thing technically? So the one proposal was this thing called segregated witness, which was a different way of organizing the transactions and sending them in a more efficient manner, supposedly. And that got implemented in August of this year as part of a SegWit 2X agreement, where certain miners, like 83% of the mining power, and dozens of companies, they came together and they said, all right, well, we're going to implement this SegWit thing, and then we're also going to do a 2X. We're going to double the block size from 1 megabyte to 2 megabytes. But they weren't going to do it at the same time. So the SegWit came first. That's in. That's operational.
Right.
Now they're coming up on this 2X part, where they're going to double the block size. And the blocks are the parts of the blockchain where the transactions are, and that's kind of what the miners are mining into existence when they're doing their Bitcoin mining. Again, we're glossing over as much as possible and generalizing this. But this 2X thing has become very, very contentious. There are people who do not want to see this happen. There are people who do want to see it happen. I don't know. I just want to have cheap Bitcoin transactions again. So I don't know what the right answer is, but this consensus thing, it got signed. It seems like it's going to go forward, and if the target date is November 15th, you say that you were supporting the 2X increase, but you've changed your mind.
Right.
Why?
I was formerly of the opinion that Bitcoin needs to grow in terms of block size to accommodate more transactions, more people, which is great. In theory, it makes perfect sense. Raise the block size so we can have more transactions at the base layer of Bitcoin.
Seems like a simple solution.
You'd be able to put twice as many in, right, if you double the block size.
Seems like a simple solution. Makes a lot of sense. Herein lies the problem, though, is that blockchains, because everybody who's running Bitcoin has to store every single transaction, they inherently do not scale well. So, I mean, no matter what anybody tells you, Bitcoin can never compete with Visa, MasterCard, PayPal, just because of the way that blockchains work. It's a mechanism that everyone has to store everything.
Right now, the blockchain is 150 gigabytes, right?
It's 150 gigabytes. Ethereum's blockchain, you know, the number two crypto, is now over 300 gigabytes. And as you've seen, or as people can see with Ethereum, the number of nodes has dropped off considerably, and it will continue to drop off because it is growing exponentially.
They don't have enough space,
right.
Is what you're saying. Now, the original idea was that, as Bitcoin became more popular, that storage would be cheaper, and it is.
Mm-hmm.
Storage is getting cheaper. Bandwidth is cheap. So the idea was that the internet would be, and the hardware that you would need, wouldn't be particularly expensive over time to run these things.
Right. And I think there's a misconception that the people that are against this 2x increase right now, that they're somehow against any increase in the block size. And I don't think that's correct. I think everybody, even the core development team, agrees that the block size will eventually have to grow. The question is how and when. And so, you know, if you use the analogy of, hey, my house is full of junk, and I have all this stuff sitting in my garage, so I need to add more, I need to double my garage size to accommodate more storage space.
Some people do that.
And some people do that. They want to go buy a bigger house. And that's what a hard fork would essentially be doing, is saying, let's double the block size at the risk of having to require everybody to upgrade, and also potentially splintering the network into two chains, which has already happened technically with Bitcoin, but it was a much less contentious fork in the past. What SegWit does is it basically says, hey, I can take the same amount of square footage and real estate in the blockchain and cram in one or two to four times the amount of transactions into this same amount of space.
When is that going to happen? Because SegWit's been around since August. And
well, SegWit was activated.
Really haven't changed.
It was activated in August,
mm-hmm.
but
okay.
What ended up happening was that meant you could start to send these new efficient transactions
right.
in August. We are now 3 months into that, where we've seen about 15% of the wallet companies, the exchanges, and the other merchants even incorporate SegWit code to be able to send these discounted transactions.
Because so, you have to, if you're going to do SegWit, and you had, let's say you had Bitcoin before the SegWit thing,
mm-hmm.
you then have to send your Bitcoin from an old style address to a new SegWit address.
Yeah.
And again, as you're saying, not every wallet even has this as
correct.
An option.
So eventually, more and more wallets, exchanges, services are going to be using SegWit, and so we're already at 15%, which I think is pretty remarkable that that number of transactions are already following SegWit.
Mm-hmm.
Given that Coinbase hasn't upgraded yet, BitPay hasn't upgraded, Bitstamp hasn't upgraded, most of the wallet providers haven't, and so once everybody's sending SegWit transactions, we'll be able to include twice to four times as many into the same blockchain as before without having to do a hard fork.
So, well, hold that thought. We're gonna can you stick with us for a little?
Sure. Bit? Yeah. Absolutely.
We're with John Sacco here on this upcoming contentious fork of Bitcoin expected within the next couple of weeks. It's Free Talk Live at the Texas Bitcoin Conference.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
ProPure Water Filters, most trusted, most tested. Right now you can save 25% on the ProPure Nomad Gravity System. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer for details. That's ProPure.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're at the Texas Bitcoin Conference. You can join us here if you're in the Austin area. We're going to be here throughout the weekend. It's a two-day conference. Actually, I guess you can't join us because it's sold out. Never mind. We're sorry, but you won't be able to come.
It's sold out. It's wall-to-wall in here.
That's what they told me last night, was they sold all 400 tickets to this event. So they maxed out this venue.
See, anyway, this is what happens when you hire Free Talk Live to do your event.
Except that's not what happened. But we're here, and we're having fun because we came here because it's a great event. And we've been here the last two, and it's just always good to connect with the Bitcoin community and see old friends, make new ones. And that's what we're doing here. We're talking to some of the movers and the shakers in the Bitcoin world. John Sacco is with us. He's a blockchain consultant and a physical Bitcoin collector. But he's also, like a lot of people in the space, he's got an opinion about the upcoming schism that it looks like it's going to happen, where you've got these big companies, major Bitcoin companies like Coinbase, BitPay, Blockchain. These are people that have millions upon millions of customers, wallets on their system using Bitcoin, and they're going to be supposedly supporting this 2x fork, where Bitcoin, they will have a new version of Bitcoin that increases the block size, as they call it, and the blocks, again, for those just tuning in, are where the Bitcoin transactions are stored on this thing called the blockchain, which is a decentralized distributed public ledger available on the internet. Now, there's a lot of controversy over this decision. And what you were saying earlier, John, was that you don't believe that Bitcoin can compete with Visa and MasterCard.
No, yeah, and I don't think it should. I think Bitcoin's value proposition to the world is that it is a censorship-resistant form of money that is decentralized, that no government, no corporation, no business can control or censor a transaction on the Bitcoin network. And it's also a fantastic store of value because of the scarcity aspect and the amount of electricity and security that goes into protecting those transactions in the blockchain. We already have great payment networks, and the ability to send a quick and cheap payment can be done through many means, PayPal, credit cards. I don't think that's what people value Bitcoin for.
It was what I used Bitcoin for. In Keene, New Hampshire, where we're from, I can go and I can buy barbecue, I can buy pizza, I can buy very small, you know, purchases with Bitcoin. And
soda?
Yeah, you can buy a soda at the corner marketplace. It used to be like that,
sure,
you know,
sure.
where you could do that. And my understanding was that the vision was that it was intended to scale up towards Visa. You're saying you don't believe that that's possible. Are you saying that no
Satoshi Nakamoto was wrong?
No. Are you saying that no blockchain-based technology, none of the no Dash, no Ether, none of these other technologies, just they can't do it? That everybody should just use PayPal again?
They can't do it and remain decentralized with the current technology we have today. The reason that you could send free or almost free transactions for the first 5 years of Bitcoin was really just a side effect of the network effect not really being large enough to cause a demand for block space. But the fact is that if you went back in time in 2009, I could have flooded the blockchain. Anybody could have flooded the blockchain with nearly free transactions.
And the claim is that's what's being done.
And
right?
that's one of the claims. If anybody had wanted to, from 2009 to 2000 and till today, they could have just flooded the blockchain with 10-cent transactions forever, indefinitely, if they had enough money, which would effectively force everybody to be paying 11 cents for their transaction.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have to have a limit within these blocks for them to be transmitted and stored across the entire world every 10 minutes. There has to be a cap on that because it's not necessarily storage either. It's not, you know, hey, terabytes of hard drive are cheap.
Sure.
It's bandwidth. You know, my internet service provider, my internet speed keeps going up, but I still have a capped bandwidth every month where I can only download 1,000 gigabytes of data each month. And so that is the problem when you have a consensus network where every transaction has to be broadcast and stored.
So many of the nodes that are out there in Bitcoin are fundamentally useless. I'm running a node at my house, but I'm not mining. I'm just running the Bitcoin network.
Right.
And whether I'm there or not, whether my machine's there or not, it is completely inconsequential to the Bitcoin network.
In the security aspect, it is, but in the network effect, the fact that there are nodes, they help keep the miners honest in terms of just making sure that transactions are being validated.
But doesn't competition keep miners honest? I mean, honestly, there's probably only, call it 100 banks in the world,
mm-hmm.
right? And those banks compete against each other for honesty, and that's the reason we have the level of banking that we do in the world. They collude, too. There's no doubt about
sure.
it. But, you know, there's, I guess, you know, the miners are going to keep the miners honest because they're like, you know, here's, look, I got the blockchain, you know, there's a mistake here. And I don't know. I mean, it seems like the average person doesn't need to run a node to me.
So, and that may be true. The average person may not need to run a node, but if we do rely on, let's say there's, you know, I think there's maybe 15 miners out there that make up the vast majority of the Bitcoin network. If we simply relied on those 15 parties to keep Bitcoin honest, it's not a very resilient way of defending against a state-level attack. In other words, by having the ability for people to run nodes and run small mining operations across the world using a variety of different internet providers, if something were to happen to those miners and, you know, the network was under some form of attack, it would be more resilient by having the ability for these other nodes to ramp up and do some mining and also be able to contribute.
Because it seems like the miners can very easily handle the gigabyte storage and those sorts of things. Not so much with the people that are running nodes out of their houses.
The goal is to keep Bitcoin from being something that has to be in a data center, because every data center is run by a business that has some government jurisdiction saying whether that business can survive or even exist. And if you require Bitcoin to be in a data center, you're basically saying that businesses now get to determine whether Bitcoin survives or fails. When you allow a desktop machine to run Bitcoin, it becomes nearly impossible to shut it down. You have to effectively shut the internet down to shut the Bitcoin network down.
It seems like you could eliminate half the nodes out there and still have nearly the same amount of security as you do today.
Sure.
And so if we could double the size of the blockchain, that it wouldn't... Like, I guess what I see with the doubling of the size of the blockchain is, a bunch of people made a deal, and now some people are backing out of that deal, which, to my opinion, makes them a-holes, right? Backing out of a deal makes you an a-hole. You said you signed your name on the dotted line, you said you were going to do this, and now you're not going to do it, you're an a-hole. Secondarily, the cost of doing the upgrade is minimal, right? Like, we're talking about doubling the size of the blockchain, into the future.
In terms of upgrading the software is small. There's a cost, but depending on the organization, you know, their infrastructure may be a little more costly to upgrade.
The costs are low, but the risks seem to be pretty high, meaning that once this split happens in, like, 2 weeks, it's expected for November 15th, last time I checked, and that was
roughly thereabouts.
The risks are that there's no what's called replay protection, and so without getting into too much technical jargon, that basically means that when this split happens, if you've got Bitcoin, you should not spend it for some period of time, or, you know, no one should spend it with you, or you shouldn't receive it, you shouldn't spend it, because you could accidentally spend both of the Bitcoins.
Right.
And so what's going to happen when that fork happens, if you have one Bitcoin or half a Bitcoin or however much you have, let's say you have a quarter of a Bitcoin before the fork, afterwards you're going to have a 1x version of that quarter of a Bitcoin, and then you're going to have the same quarter of a Bitcoin, but on the 2x side of things. And so it's just going to be all of this confusion in the marketplace.
Right.
People are going to be afraid to, should I spend Bitcoin right now, or is it dangerous to spend Bitcoin? It's introducing all these question marks. And another big question mark is, what's going to happen? What will the market decide? Because there's people who feel very strongly one way or another about these things, and they're going to take a side.
Right.
A lot of them are. But we don't know right now how that's going to play out, because you can look at internet forums and you can see, these people support this version or these people support that version. But, you know, we don't really know how that's going to pan out until you can actually trade these things.
Right, they've been arguing about this for years.
Right. Until the rubber hits the road, so to speak. We got more coming up. John, do you want to stick with us for more?
Sure, I got
more. More with John Sacco. It's Free Talk Live.
From the second letter of Captain Mark. Any pirate knows that commerce is communication. Markets condense oceans of information into a single price. Innovations in communication are circumventing the scrutiny of the crown. This signals a change in the coin of the realm. The crown uses digital currency to surveil, censor, seize, and destroy wealth at will, so pirate currency must protect us from this weaponized money. We need to move funds further, faster, cheaper, and without third-party observation, basing decisions on an accelerating flow of information, so pirates require nearly instantaneous transactions with no arbitrary limits on volume or artificial influences on fees. Most importantly, a pirate currency must preclude centralization. Otherwise, it will become another link in our chain to the crown. A superior currency will result in the obsolescence of the coin of the realm and the extinction of the crown itself. Trade above the grid. Join us at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temps from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code RADIO30 at the 3x for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
Chad here, owner of Infidel Body Armor.
With the shooting in Vegas, there will be calls to ban guns and body armor. You can expect prices to rise dramatically in the coming weeks as gun grabbers try to outlaw your freedom. If you don't have your armor kit yet, you are behind the curve. Don't miss your window of opportunity. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on Specials. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNWellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNWellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNWellness.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. We're at the Texas Bitcoin Conference. It's at the Canyon View Event Center. Hey, if you don't already have your tickets, sorry, you're SOL, because this is a sellout show, which is awesome. I mean, it's great to see a successful convention. These are not easy things to put together. We'll probably have Paul Snow on, who is the main man, organizer behind all this, here in a little bit. Maybe today, maybe tomorrow. We'll see how things play out. But we're talking with John Sacco. He's a blockchain consultant and Bitcoin collector, about the upcoming contentious fork, which he's about to tell us that he doesn't think is going to happen at all, taking Bitcoin from 1 megabyte to 2 megabytes in its block size, which a lot of people have been arguing about for, I don't know, 2 or 3 years on the internet. And finally, there's a group of companies that are saying they're going to make it happen. These include some of the major players in the Bitcoin economy. And so, you know, if you look at what these companies are, you know, their size and their influence, it would seem like they're going to follow through with this. But, John, you were just telling us during the break, and I said, hold on, let's talk about it on the air. You were saying you don't think the 2x fork's going to occur?
I don't. The way that this has been, you know, has played out, from a user's perspective, I'm just a Bitcoin fan. I use Bitcoin as payment. I would love to use it for small transactions. What seemed like happened was, back in, you know, March, April, the New York agreement was a agreement between the businesses and the miners. So they wanted to get together and figure out, how do we solve this gridlock to get SegWit passed? And the agreement was, we'll pass SegWit in August, we'll do another hard fork in November to double the block size. The equation, though, the parties that they brought together were the businesses and the miners. What they left out were the users, the holders, the investors of Bitcoin, and the developers of Bitcoin. And these are the cryptographers, the distributed system experts, the developers, the people that have built the Bitcoin protocol into what it is today, were not part of this agreement. And so what SegWit 2X is, what this hard fork in November is supposed to be, is everybody coming together and agreeing that this is now the new Bitcoin. And it has been designed that way to where there's no replay protection, which means that it's going to cause havoc if these two chains survive.
Mm-hmm.
And so my thought is that either SegWit 2X becomes Bitcoin or Bitcoin will be continue to be Bitcoin, and I think the latter is going to be what happens. I think Bitcoin will stay Bitcoin.
Are you saying that the companies won't even try this, or that it's going to fork, but then the forked 2X version isn't going to survive?
So if the right now there are for the fork to happen, every miner basically has to run the BTC1 repository, which is basically maintained by one developer, Jeff Garza.
This is the new software.
This is the new software.
The 2X.
And so for all of the miners to for this fork to activate and become Bitcoin, essentially every miner would have to say, we no longer trust the core developer community that is building Bitcoin, and we're going to switch over to this new software.
But you don't need
basically
every miner.
One guy.
You don't need every miner, right? Because Bitcoin Gold had like 3% of the mining power when it first came out, and
it was worth $120 yesterday.
And so Bitcoin Gold?
Gold.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Bitcoin Cash.
You're also confusing now. Bitcoin Cash. I mean, I'm paying attention and I'm getting confused about all this stuff. So, yeah, when Bitcoin Cash came out, it was 3%. I don't know how much Bitcoin Gold didn't seem very much at all.
Right.
But,
so the difference is Bitcoin Cash was designed to be a minority fork. So Bitcoin Cash was designed to survive whether it became the majority Bitcoin or if it just became a splinter of Bitcoin.
Mm-hmm.
This SegWit 2X, though, on the other hand, isn't going to survive unless it gets a majority of the mining hash power. And for that to happen, the miners have to basically say, we don't trust this team of developers. We will trust this one guy and his software.
And so
are they already signaling for this?
Well, no, that's one of the big question marks here, right? So because the mining pool operators signed an agreement doesn't obligate the actual individual miners, right? So we've
Absolutely.
Talked about the Bitcoin pool at pool.bitcoin.com.
Right.
You and I, we both have miners on that pool.
Right.
We can decide whether we want to mine Bitcoin Cash or the other Bitcoin as the individual miner in that pool.
Correct.
The pool operator may have gone to sign this agreement, but they cannot obligate their individual miners to make that decision. So even though 83% of the mining power supposedly signed this agreement, that doesn't mean that 83% of the miners themselves will necessarily be on board
with it.
That's correct. And we're not going to know for sure until the shoe drops, until this actually happens on the 15th.
And just because they're signaling SegWit 2X, that's just a line of text that they're putting in their blocks when they solve it. They're still running the Bitcoin core software. Trust me, you don't secure a $100 billion network running software that's been tested and written by one guy. You have hundreds of developers, cryptographers on one side, and you have a couple of people on the other side. And so I just don't see everybody, even though they're signaling for it today, I don't believe they are running the software, and I don't think they will run that software.
So many of the people that are on this hundreds of developers side are working in, they're working together with Blockstream.
Well, Blockstream's one company.
Powerful
that funds developers. Yeah.
It funds developers, and it is funded in turn by big banks, which is the organization that Bitcoin was here to destroy.
So Blockstream is a group of cypherpunks and crypto anarchists that came together because they are influential in the development community, and they did raise venture capital to help secure long-term funding for the Bitcoin protocol. I even though maybe some of the sources of funding were from big banks, from my opinion is that the core developer team is not corrupted by corporate interests. If you look at the platform that they've taken, it is essentially to keep Bitcoin smaller and robust enough that it can resist corporate interests, resist censorship control.
Does it seem pig-headed and poorly thought out to continue to go along the same path that has resulted in some cases transaction fees being as high as $10 per transaction? If you're talking about a multi-wallet transaction, you can see $80, $100 for a transaction trying to move Bitcoin from one place to another.
Sure.
That this notion is it's going to keep Bitcoin small, and it keeps Bitcoin expensive, and that makes it empowers its competition.
It keeps the base layer of the protocol small. It's small enough that it can run on consumer hardware. It doesn't. The developers of Bitcoin do not want the usage of Bitcoin to remain small. It will grow infinitely. It will grow exponentially through these layer 2 solutions that SegWit allows, that Lightning Network allows, mm-hmm. that Schnorr signatures allow.
These are things that and the Lightning Network is off in the future. That hasn't happened yet. It works.
It is a conceptual proof of concept right now that is working in testing, mm-hmm. and it will be deployed as more of the infrastructure upgrades to SegWit, as more and more people run the new versions of Bitcoin that can allow for some of these layer 2 transactions to occur. But let me just go back to the fact that Bitcoin, as its current path, it's becoming expensive. The developers, the block size, the developers don't get to determine the price of a Bitcoin transaction. If
stand in the way of an increase in the block size, then you are standing for an increased cost.
So if we could have 20 megabyte blocks tomorrow, and a billionaire could flood the mempool with $20 transactions,
good.
And still require you to spend $20 to spend Bitcoin. The block size doesn't really determine whether somebody gets to spam the mempool and raise the average block price, mm-hmm. or the average transaction cost. That's just an effect of the limited capacity within the block and the demand of, you know, lower capacity, higher prices. And so there's a fluctuation there that the market is now finding that equilibrium, whereas before there was that excess capacity that allowed for smaller transactions. And so now we're seeing a lot of people using Bitcoin, I think, more intelligently. They're saving up their transactions to maybe make one larger purchase rather than several smaller purchases. They're not doing things like small dice gambling on the blockchain, which is what Satoshi Dice used in 2011. Yeah. So some of those use cases are going away.
Right. Microtransactions are gone. The Bitcoin can no longer be used to send somebody a 25-cent tip on,
correct.
You know, the internet for an article.
And that would
wrote.
Be true with 2 megabyte blocks eventually. That would be true with 20 megabyte blocks eventually. All of those use cases will go away because the network cannot scale.
So what is the use case for Bitcoin in the future?
So the use case for Bitcoin in the future is for continuing to be a store of value. It is for increasingly for microtransactions as payment channels become more robust, where you can use Bitcoin thousands of times and effectively take up one transaction on the main chain, but still have all the cryptographic security using things like side chains and payment channels. And so
there's a lot of controversy over the ideas of the side chains, proprietary patents and things like that are starting to get involved. I've heard the blockchain or Blockstream company is trying to do some sort of domination.
You know, there are some protective patents, but the fact is that within the cypherpunk developer community, there is zero concern for the way that Bitcoin is going to scale. There's a very defined roadmap.
John,
that they
we're
all
out of time, man. I appreciate you coming on Free Talk Live with us. More coming up from Texas Bitcoin Conf.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best-selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.